Next up is agenda item three. That's PR 2020-003484, SD 2024-00158. It's a request for extension of preliminary plat submitted by the group Ron Hensley as agent for Nafiso Pashtun, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots 2 and 3, block 12, unit 3, Volcano Cliff subdivision, zoned R1D and located on Mojave Street Northwest between Unser Boulevard and Tisipe Drive, containing approximately 4.25 acres. Mr. Hensley, are you there?
Yes, I am still here.
Thank you, sir. And I just let's get you sworn in just so we have it on the record on this case, even though you've appeared before. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Please present the application.
This is a application that's been deferred for some time to allow the applicant to address sensitive lands issues. And I think we've completed that hurdle and are ready to extend the preliminary plat.
Thank you, sir. Let's see if there's any public comment, and then if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So if anyone here would like to provide public comment on agenda item three, please raise your hand. I'm scrolling through the participants and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item three. Last call for public comment on agenda item three. Okay, Ms. Hensley, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
This one has a prior availability statement, and it is an older one, but we're honoring it because they've been working on it, so no need to revise that. Public water and sewer infrastructure is required, has to be financial guaranteed prior to final sign off. I see the infrastructure list there, but I don't know if, you know, that's guaranteed yet. So need to see that before final sign off on the final plat. As far as pro rata, also just need to get that paid prior to final sign off. But as for the extension, I have no objection. These are just informational comments. So they, just a reminder. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to code enforcement. Mr. Jeff Palmer, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, Mr. Code Enforcement.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Code Enforcement has no comments and no objections at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And next up is Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Aulick, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the extension of preliminary plat. We do have a couple notes for the final plat, if the applicant can add those notes on the plat regarding adjacency to the monument and the landscape buffer. That will be great, but we don't have any objections to this request. Thank you.
Thank you. And next up is hydrology. I will be reading the hydrology comments. We have Richard Martinez or Anthony Montoya.
Sorry, this is Anthony.
Let's get you sworn in, sir. Mr. Montoya, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
My video is not working, so I'm not sure if I can get it on. But let me get my comments up here. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan, Hydrotrans number E10D024, with the engineer stamp date of February 7th, 25. Hydrology has no objection to the extension request.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramico, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, sir. And next up will be the planning comments. We'll be delivering those.
I'll be delivering the planning comments, Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, just a couple of things, Mr. Hensley, good morning. Can you please confirm for the DHO that this request has no changes from the original approval, including any changes to the numbers, sizes, and configurations, as well as any changes to the infrastructure list? We were not sure if there were any changes to easements depicted on the original preliminary plat. You can just make sure and tell for the DHO that there are no changes.
This is Ron Hensley. I can confirm that there are no changes to the geometry of the plat.
Yes,
Okay,
sir.
perfect. And then just one last thing. There were four conditions on the original preliminary plat. Can you confirm that the four original conditions have not been addressed or fulfilled? It doesn't appear to be. So just make sure that this requirements will be needed before the final plat approval.
This is Ron Hensley. The applicant will meet the conditions of preliminary plat for the final plat.
Perfect. That's it for the planning comments.
Thank you, sir. Very good. Any other comments from any DFT members? Oh, I see Ms. Wolfley. You have your hand raised. Jolene Wolfley, would you please raise your right hand? And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
This is Ms. Wolfley, and I do.
Thank you.
So I just want to first out compliment the applicant team. They met with us, and included in those meetings were representatives of the National Park Service for Petroglyph National Monument, City of Albuquerque Open Space, several representatives, and city staff in planning. And if you could go to the sensitive lands preservation sheet. So there's a standard specification 1014. Robert, are you there? Robert Webb. There's a standard
Yes, I'm
specification
here.
14, which guides. Can you go to the. And maybe Mr. Hensley, do you have permission? I'm not sure if Robert actually has the final version of this. Oh, good. Monsieur Barra does. Okay. So this is the sensitive lands preservation sheet, and it accompanies a plat where the property is abutting major public open space. The green lines are showing where construction fencing will be placed to preserve features. There's a 3-foot buffer from the property line where there will be no disturbance in order to make sure that the Petroglyph National Monument is protected, as well as there's a landscape buffer on the far west of 45 feet, which is an option for construction or for development adjacent to a major public open space. Then they have a single loaded street, and then they have to the far east a drainage pond. And we also worked out that in the north part of that drainage pond, in order to deal with the rare overflow of that pond, that black basalt rock 6 to 10 inches in size will be hand placed there in order to provide erosion protection on that corner of the site. So there's been quite a work that's bit of work that's gone into this. Mr. Montoya has also directed the applicant to provide updated cross sections of the scour wall, which is along the generally along the north property line. It has a varied alignment, but it's important that each section of that scour wall work with the open space buffer. So I think in addition, Mr. Ibarra, I think you need to re-put the four conditions from your planning memo. And then I had a couple of conditions I wanted to add. Let me find where they are in my open windows. and then
Yes, so.
the applicant team is aware and understands these additional conditions. So where we didn't get to is just verifying what elements from the sensitive land preservation plan need to be addressed by contractors on the grading plan. And then just a notation that the future connection permit to the sewer line must be obtained from the National Park Service. So that is clear. So those are two additional conditions that I'm proposing be added in addition to what Mr. Ibarra has in his memo.
Thank you. And if you wouldn't mind, Ms. Wolfley, please put those in the chat. I'd really appreciate it. Ms. Hensley, any questions about Ms. Wolfley's comments or any response you'd like to provide?
No, I think those comments are what we anticipated, and the connection permit with the Park Service was anticipated as well. Grading plan addressing the sensitive lands issue has been, those notes have been included in the grading plan as well. So those could just appropriate.
Thank you, sir.
And then just one last thing, Mr. Hensley, just confirm also for the DHL that the standards, it's for 1 year extension length, correct, that you're requesting?
That's correct. That's all we can do.
Perfect. Thank you. And I'll list those four conditions that I mentioned that were indicated with the check mark in your comment memo in the comments, in the chat.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Mm-hmm. Anything else from any of the DFT members? Mr. Hensley, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we've covered it.
Excuse me. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for your presentation and testimony. Bear with me 1 second. I'm trying to make sure I have the appropriate criteria here for extension. Ms. Wolfley or Mr. Rodenbeck, do you happen to have that handy?
Hearing officer, this is Jolene Wolfley. I think it would be the same as a preliminary plat.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Okay. Once again, thank you. I'm ready to rule on agenda item 3, which is PR 2020-003484 SD 2024-00158, request for extension of preliminary plat. I hereby approve said item and project. Because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, add elements from the sensitive land preservation plan that need to be addressed by contractors on the grading plan. Next, future connection permit to the sewer line must be obtained from the National Park Service. Next, per the ABCWUA, add the following note to the cover. The ABCWUA public water and sanitary sewer easements, Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, is granted perpetual exclusive easements in gross in the dimensions noted on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary lines, equipment, and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service, together with free access on and over the easement and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which interfere with the use of the easement. For Parks and Recreation, add note on the plat that the parcel adjacent to the subject site, Boca Negra Arroyo, 150-foot right-of-way, is zoned NRPOB for Major Public Open Space Petroglyph National Monument. For planning, revise the infrastructure list notes on drainage to state City Standard Specification 1013. Add a note to the plat indicating DHO approval of the determination to retain a 60-foot right-of-way on Mojave Street. The city engineer must approve the erosion and sediment control plan addressing the sensitive lands issue to the north, and that sheet must be approved by the city engineer prior to any grading and drainage on the site and prior to the final plat application.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jolene Wolfley. I duplicated what Mr. Ibarra did for you, so you can ignore what I sent. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, that concludes agenda item 3. Thank you very much, everyone.